6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Hot, humid, some tropical stuff going on in the Atlantic, not expected to affect us. So it is August 4th, and we're getting that time of hurricane season. We're going to have to start paying attention. Matthew Boudreau joins us, interim deputy commissioner with the OMV, the Office of Motor Vehicles. How you doing, Matthew?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I just got a brand new truck, and I know this has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about, but I love the website, the Express Lane, where you can go and see if the personalized license plate is available. How do you go about getting a personalized plate?
Yeah, so that's the best place to start, expresslane.org.
Mm-hmm.
Go down under the vehicle section. You go into personalized plates. You can search and see what's available or even – you know, what's not allowed sometimes,
right,
for people who
think they're going to be a little cute, right? A little cutesy with
yeah,
the, yeah.
A little too cute.
Has one ever gotten through that you had to recall or not?
Yes, that has certainly happened before. But we have a system in place now that we think is efficient, and we have a little committee that will take
Have
a
you had to recall them or not? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we have recalled some things before.
All right, wise guy. All right, wise guy. Funny. That's real good. That's great. Send it back, right?
Exactly. You guys, we got through it, but we need it back now.
So what do? You go to that site, and then is it a different license plate for a truck or not?
Go under vehicles, and then, of course, you can check. And all the steps there, you actually apply. We run it. We check it to see if anybody has it, if it's allowed, and then we'll contact you back and get the process going.
All right, let's talk about the changes at the OMV. Going to the OMV could get easier as Louisiana replaces a 50-year-old system, and it'll be quick. That's good news for everybody. Tell me what's going on at the OMV now with, I guess, the system that's in place. I know it's been shutting down a lot, right?
Well, as of April, we've been able to stabilize it, and we're able to process transactions. But the analogy we like to use is that it's held together with Gorilla Tape, and it's just not a long-term solution. We knew once we were able to get it stable back in the spring that we had to do something quick because it's expiring, and there's not a lot of life left to it. So we are in a good spot now, and we're thankful for that. But we found a new solution that's going to modernize it, and of course, like you said, it's a decades-old mainframe infrastructure, and we're going to move to a state-of-the-art system. It's going to be a modern solution that's just going to significantly enhance our driver services and our vehicle services across the state.
You know, as you say, 50 years, that's 1975, and I took some computer classes in 1975, and it's not even close to what we have today. So how were you able to even function all this time, Matthew?
Yeah, I mean, it's been patched together. You know, there are so many programs within the system, and really, you have to see it, and it's amazing to think that we're operating on this. It's just an antiquated system, and to see what we're moving to is very exciting, and certainly something that Louisiana residents should be excited about. You know, we'll be able to process transactions in a seamless manner, more efficient. It's going to make things easier on our staff as well, and I think it's going to help to not only hire but to train and to retain staff, and so that's been an issue for us over the years as well. And so it's going to be an all-in-one system. Right now, we have to go through several different programs to do just one simple transaction. And so overall, it's just going to be much more efficient. And then, of course, you know, we're able to kind of configure this new system just to meet the needs of the state and legislation and Louisiana, and just to make it a more user-friendly experience. It'll help us put more transactions online. And, of course, that alleviates some of the traffic inside the field offices and able to make things more smooth there as you come in and visit.
Now, let me take a break. We come back. I'm going to ask you, as we go into the OMV, just us people, right, or deal with them, what and you kind of addressed this before with the 50-year-old system, what don't we know in terms of the challenges that you're facing, and what's it going to look like? Give me some specific examples when we come back, if you would, Matthew, about how a normal transaction that can be so problematic now is going to be so much easier for us. We're talking to Matthew Boudreau, Interim Deputy Commissioner with the Office of Motor Vehicles. They're updating a 50-year-old computer system. Goes back to 1975. If y'all had anything to do with computers in 1975, I think that was still cards, as a matter of fact, maybe. I don't know. We'll take a break, come back, and talk some more. Right now, time for traffic, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Matthew Boudreau, Interim Deputy Commissioner with the Office of Motor Vehicles. Give me the time frame on this update of, so what you're doing is you're getting rid of everything, that before you, do you need new computers? Do you get rid of everything, software, all the hardware, you start everything brand new? How does that work, Matthew?
Yeah, so what we have, we'll keep going with until the new system is implemented, and it's going to be a two-year project. So, you know, we're hopeful that even before then, there'll be some real enhancements, especially on the driver's license side, mm-hmm. that we'll be able to implement before the project is complete.
Like what, really, for example? Because I got to tell you, this express lane thing, when it comes to registration and driver's license, it's worked pretty simply for me. It's pretty easily worked pretty easy for me. Where are the problems?
Yeah, I think the basics, renewals and duplicates is, you know, in a good spot. But mm-hmm. we're looking to modernize, looking to the future. You know, you can't change your address online of your driver's license. That's something that we want to enable customers to do. We want to look at a pre-application process where customers could upload their documents before their appointment. That way our staff gets a head start on it before they show up. We're obviously going to, you know, that'll speed up a transaction. And then on the reinstatement side, we want to be able to communicate with people quicker when they owe us fees and fines. And so right now we have to send them a letter in the mail. And so we want to look, and we're going to enhance the way that we communicate and notify residents of when they owe money.
Why did it take this long? Why did this get 50 years old?
Well, it's been kicking in the road a few times. And there have been two other projects, to my knowledge, that have started to modernize the system, but they failed. Mm-hmm. This is the third time in recent memory that I'm aware of, and the third time is going to be the charm, because this is something that's going to happen. We're very confident in the vendor. And we're looking forward to next week. We have a kickoff, and we're going to get the ball rolling.
So this is, the deal is signed. The money is there. This is going to happen?
Yes, sir. It is a done deal. Contract is signed, and we've already been, you know, communicating with them on some preliminary items, and then they'll be in Louisiana next week on boots on the ground, ready to roll.
I know somebody texted this in, not me, because as I said, the dealings I've had have all been online and it's worked flawlessly, but somebody texted in about attitude of people at OMV. I would imagine if they're dealing with an antiquated system and they got to go through 15 different, jump through 15 different hoops to accomplish the simplest of things, I would think that this might maybe encourage more people to work there and also result in a friendlier staff?
Yeah, I think it'll help, no doubt. And of course, you know, with a new system, we can train. I mean, you're right. You're looking at an old system. It's hard to get people in, to train them. Sometimes it takes up to 6 months to train people on this system. And so we are confident that overall it's going to help our staff, and of course, morale as well. But we're working on other things outside of this with customer service and training just to enhance that experience. And you know, we know that these types of transactions seem mundane, but we want everybody in Louisiana to come in and have a great experience, and customer service is something that we are really diving into right now to help, you know.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate it.